All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bankstown? Hey, welcome to a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. And The Usual Suspects are present and accounted for. Barry, Nick, and myself are here. You guys are there. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. And everything is hunky-dory, I hope.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
We did artists from the cities of the teams that are in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Right, and your list is null and void.
No, it's not.
I mean, I don't want to get into, I know we do this, probably overdo the whole list bashing thing.
Chicago's in.
No, they're not in.
They were in the wild card game, and that means they're a playoff team.
They're currently not in.
Doesn't matter.
You
we
are
said playoff baseball team, so no. That I will fight, and I knew you were going to do that when I said it. Yeah, no, sorry.
Nick, how do you vote? Is he disqualified?
I don't care. He's not going to win anyway.
Well,
good
that's
point.
True. That's
a very good point.
Probably not going to get the vote.
His list was kind of whack, so
screw
you're
you,
right.
But it's
and
a
I'm
very
not going to win either, you know, poor me, so
oh,
don't vote for me.
You have your box.
Nice try.
You will win.
So let's
that's out of the way. Just move on.
Yeah. Let's do my irritation with Twitter.
This is where we're starting.
I mean, we don't have
okay,
to.
No,
you
no,
got
no,
something
no.
else?
You got a couple. No, you
no,
got a
you
couple
go
things.
Ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
I don't have anything.
I defer to you, my good friend.
No, I was just wondering which one you were going to pick.
I yield to the gentleman from Wisconsin.
No, go ahead.
So, let me just tell you how ridiculous. I want to get this dude's name because I'm going to call him out, too. So, I'm going to go ahead and pull it up. This is how ridiculous Twitter is, all right? So, last night, I'm watching the game, and I'm tweeting during the game. Mm-hmm. And at one point, you're right there. I saw you missed the...
missed the counter.
He went to put his elbow on the desk.
On the desk, like, oh, hey!
So... I'm tweeting last night during the game, like most people do. And I'm just making comments like most people do. And in the, was it the seventh inning when the Rockies loaded the bases? I believe it was the seventh inning.
But they didn't score.
Right. So, but they're up 1-0. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was a base hit and then a pass ball, then a walk, and then a catcher's interference. And so I made the comment that the Rockies were falling apart. Would you agree or disagree that if you're up 1-0 with 2 outs in an inning, then you give up a base hit, a passed ball, which moves the runner to second, then a walk, then a catcher's interference, which should have got you out of the inning.
Right.
At that moment, when you tweeted and said, boy, the Rockies are falling apart, that would probably be an appropriate tweet to
not
make.
Not only could I not agree more, I was feeling the exact same way. I was like, what a way to crap all over your starting pitcher. Because you double switched, you brought in a new catcher who supplied the pass ball with no communication with the new pitcher who looked like his nuts were the size of snow peas. And then to have the catcher's interference, absolutely agree 100%.
So this dumb dick.
Wow. Hello. Hello, Wednesday.
Wow.
Welcome to the show. Oh.
This dumb dick named Keith Cordero. So do you know what Old Takes Exposed is?
No.
So Old Takes Exposed is like if you were like, oh man, no way the Dodgers lose the World Series. And then they lose the World Series. And someone will tag your tweet and be like, they'll hit up Old Takes Exposed. And then later when your tweet turns out to not be true, they'll retweet it and then everyone makes fun of you.
Okay.
So this dumb dick named Keith tags me when I say the Rockies are falling apart. bases loaded in the playoffs. Every other than just a clean single, there should be nobody on base. They're literally falling apart at the seams. They bail themselves out with a key strikeout. And I want to say that it was Hayward that got the strikeout.
Yes,
and we
true.
Can talk about the fact that that should have been Kyle Schwarber striking out.
Correct.
And not Hayward, because it probably would have been the same thing anyways.
Yes.
Other than that, we'll get to that in a second. So I'm like, I don't really say anything because he tags me at the old takes exposed on that. And so I just kind of chuckle. But then here come all these idiots on the internet. They're like, oh, yeah, they really fell apart. Oh, yeah. I'm like, do you not understand what that means? Falling apart. Did I say they're done? It's over? But when you load the bases in the seventh inning with a one-run lead, you fall apart. Also, turns out, next inning, the Cubs tied it up. So one guy was like, oh, they're really falling apart. I was like, well, the game's tied now. But my point was, in that inning, they were falling apart. That's what catcher's interference and a walk and a pass ball and stuff like that. All that accumulates into, it's not going well. It's going off the rails right now. So, of course, I'm getting all these tweets. I'm having to individually be like, you're a dumbass and you took this out of context. You're a dumbass and took it out of context. Like, I'm just, finally, I was like, you know what? I don't even care. But just to Keith, you're a dick.
Yeah.
Old takes exposed. I hope I never get tagged on that.
It was.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, man. And if it's not, I'll make sure it does.
But here's the thing, though. That got like retweeted like 11 times, 85 likes. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm
okay with that.
I'm of the opinion there's no bad exposure.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, one guy was like, oh, one run allowed in 13 innings is falling apart. LOL. This is after the game is over. I was like, I'm glad you like to take things out of context, fella. At the time that I posted that, that was when the bases were loaded because of stupid errors and mistakes. But hey, if it makes you feel better on Twitter to nitpick something, by all means do that. He goes, oh, sorry I hurt your feelings, bro. I was like, yeah, I'm really all tore up about this. I hate when dudes argue with you on Twitter.
Oh, it happens all the
time. And then immediately they go like, why are you getting so defensive? I'm not. Like, you're in your mind, you're reading this as me being upset. Trust me when I tell you, you'll know when I'm upset because I'll use filthy language and call you names and talk about your mom. That's when I'll be upset.
Yeah, that's what
but
you do.
But just saying.
To us.
Yeah. Well.
Because you're disrespectful.
That's what I, yeah, you know what? Shut your mouth.
It's pretty accurate.
But like, no one's upset because they have a response to your dumbass tweet.
And that's not upset. It happens to us more so than most because of the fact that, you know, when you're in somewhat of the people listen and they know you on Twitter, and so they decide that they tag us on everything, and then if you decide to, you know, actually have an opinion,
yeah,
then they're going to come at you. I go last night, I work out, and then I go to the National Neighbors Night Out, whatever it is, right? I come back. So, like you, I'm watching the game, but I'll fire up Twitter and see what's going on. And I see a chain of different tweets from one of ours, Jerry Bow, Fred, Trey, Juggalo Trey, and we're all tagged on it. And yeah. I'm going, what the hell is this? And it starts with the actual promotion to check out SportsMap, where we're all, because we're all on it. And so I see all this, but all of a sudden I'm like, well, there's something missing here because everybody's commenting on something I can't see. Is it someone that I blocked that has already annoyed me? So I first asked, I sent a message to Jerry Bow, and I go, dude, what's going on? What am I missing? And he's like, you're not going to believe this. I'll call you. So he calls me. In the meantime, Juggalo Trey is like, yeah, this is, I don't know his name anymore because he erased what he tweeted, but he's a bad guy, and he decided to take shots where they didn't belong. And I was like, okay. So Jerry calls me. Evidently, Jerry Bow, and we've talked about Jerry Bow on this show. Jerry Bow he's a grinder. He's gone from an intern, which we've had on the show, to working with Michael Carroll in production, to getting to SportsMap, where he busts his ass. He is as salt of the earth a good person and honest and a family man, and that all just being who he is. But what he does is he picks sports and he picks winners. He is on a roll of all rolls. But evidently, someone got all caught in their feelings and got their butt hurt because out of four picks, he picked three right, got one wrong, and the guy decided to go at Jerry by going to his boss, who's Fred, to go off on the fact that he got hosed.
Yeah, I hate people like that.
Yeah.
And Jerry taking the high road going, man, I apologize if I typed something wrong or did something wrong.
Yeah.
It was a free play
Fred even went back and looked and said, I can't even find anything. And then the little bitch-ass coward deletes his own name and all of his tweets and because that's all when of a sudden he finds out he might be wrong.
By the time I noticed it, he had already deleted everything. Yeah, and
then you calling him a bitch-ass coward makes me so proud. By the way.
Oh, your boy is calling.
Yeah.
How lucky are you?
Oh, wow, you called me out on the radio. I was like, yeah, that's some hosh. That's what you did. That's hosh. Yeah.
We've all become Barry, Nick. We've all become Barry. It's contagious.
Yeah. But yeah, when I saw the whole Jerry Bow thing, I was like, and how are you going to get mad at free picks? And this is why I don't answer fantasy questions. And then one of the guys that was on me about the Rockies last night, he was like, oh, by the way, what's your lock of the week in the NFL? I wanted to be like, kiss my ass. I'm not.
But seriously. That
was like, I was like,
shout out to guys like Sigmund Bloom and all these guys that do with it, and Jerry Bowe and AJ and Fred.
You know they get hate.
Because they get killed.
Fred's talked about it several times, how bad he feels, because when he's rolling, it's great.
I wouldn't
do it. But if he makes a pick and then it goes wrong for people. But that's the thing.
I'm up like one pick or two.
Jerry's percentage is, I believe, over 70%, which means you're winning more than you're losing. You're making bank. But yet one pick goes wrong and you want to bust his balls? Get out of here, man.
For the year, I am 30, 29, and 3 pushes. So I'm literally one game up. And if Jerry's hitting on 70%, you should thank your lucky stars that you get that for free.
No question. And he does it for Sports Map, and he does it on Sundays, and you should be appreciative and not be such an a-hole. All right, we're just getting started. HR&P listener line, if you want to be like
Keith. Who was going first, me? This is my list?
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you not even know your own list? You're disqualified. That's it. You're done. Nick, he's out. He doesn't even know his own list.
Barry, hour one. Joel, hour two. I'm hour
three. Such a great song. Makes me want to put on a kilt and dance around.
With no underwear.
Please do that.
HRP listener line. 713-780-3776. Nick wants to see the junk flying. 713-780-3776. You can call. You can text. You can also hit us on Twitter, where it's at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry Is Funny.
Keith, hang in there. We'll get you after the break.
There you go. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, yeah. And yo, Black, it's time. Bird's time. It's time, man.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, such a good song.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs by artists from the cities in the baseball playoffs pre-2008. All three lists, in my opinion, are very, very good. The vote is a slimy piece of crap.
Did you?
Wow. I hate it.
Did you just get this emergency alert?
That's the one that was supposed to come at 1:18, yeah.
Presidential alert. Yep. This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed.
They fail, because I didn't get it yet,
but they said it was a test today that they had on the news that was coming.
So is this replacing the annoying emergency alert system that we hear on the radio and TV?
No, because they said there's
it sounds like somebody ran over a cat.
Nope, that still stays. And the, the Amber Alerts and the things that we get?
The Silver Alerts.
By your phone. You can block those, but you will not be able to block the one you just got.
Really?
Which is scary, because if the president really wants to now, with as much as he likes to tweet.
Oh, my. See, that's what I was thinking.
If he gets access to that to do whatever he wants with it, then we all pay the price.
So you mean I can send this to people and they have to read it?
That's pretty good, by the way.
Thanks.
That's not bad.
I was off the cuff. I don't know. Yeah, sometimes lightning in a bottle.
Wait till I start doing my Patrick Mahomes.
All right, let's take Keith's call.
Okay.
Keith, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Barry, dude, what happened? Why you got to burn me on the radio, man? I thought we had the nice rapport of the Whoppers is such bad Halloween candy from last year, and I thought I could throw you under a quick old Texas pose thinking the game wasn't over yet.
Because you're a bitch, though. That's why. That was a bitch move. That was right in the middle of them falling apart in the inning. Are you going to tell me the Rockies weren't falling apart when I made that tweet? Yes or no?
The game wasn't over yet. I thought
That's not the point.
Did I
Keith?
Say this game was over and the Rockies lost this? The bases were loaded after two outs after what? A pass ball, a walk, and a catcher's interference. Is that not the definition of falling apart?
But I disagree because they never surrendered the lead.
I didn't say it was over. Do you understand what the phrase falling apart means? It means things are going well, and now it's not going so well. It's starting to unravel. It's the same thing. You can't tell me that that wasn't falling apart or unraveling on them.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. But I clicked on it real quick. I tweeted the whole game. I like Twitter. I'm a big fan of you. I follow you. So.
You're just on there trolling. No, that's what it was, Keith. You're trolling.
No hard feelings, man. I love the show. I thought maybe this is a good shot for Old Takes to jump in here on a local media guy, you know?
Hey, I picked up a bunch of followers, though. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I think I should get the follow back. You know,
no.
I think that'd be dope. You know?
Hell no, because then you're going to be doing it all the time now. My phone went crazy for an hour. I was so mad
you're
at
welcome.
You. I was like, no, I don't need that.
You're welcome.
bunch of dumbasses. One dude from Wisconsin, which I get.
Smart
I know
guy.
Why.
Yep.
He started talking mess. Oh, yeah. It was a wreck, Keith.
Wait a second. So much. So how do you but wait, Keith, how do you do this? So I can isolate one of Joel and Barry's bad takes, and then I tag what handle do I tag?
Old Takes Exposed. It's easy peasy. They usually just target celebrities, but people who get paid to do, you know, their opinions and stuff. But it's always fun to throw, you know, just a friend of yours or a local guy on it. It's pretty cool. I like it.
I like how you didn't include me as a celebrity. You can really go to hell now, Keith. I just hate you so much.
I've been your stand-up. I like it. I've watched you on YouTube.
Skip Bayless.
Appreciate
Barry
it,
man. Laminack. I mean,
I
one
will say
the same.
This. I will say props to Keith for being man enough to call in and have to face the music.
That was good.
That was I a lot of respect for that. He can still go to hell, but
well,
a lot of respect for that.
Well, first of all, based on what he said alone, he's a certified dumbass.
Because he likes me?
Yeah, he's a fan of your comedy. He likes you. I'm like, this dude doesn't have enough time. He needs a hobby. Get this guy a hobby. Nick, get him the address to that robot doll's place or something.
Yeah.
He needs to find some other things to do for a while because he's way too dialed in.
Yeah,
into Barry.
Now that I think about it, you're right. Salt of the earth kind of guy right there, too.
Oh,
he's a good
no.
kid.
I'm a big
that
fan
Keith
of Keith. Anytime
kid.
You want to aggravate Barry or Joel.
Hey, easy you just, there, Chief.
You go ahead
tell
and
you
do
what,
that.
Salt of the earth.
Let me tell you what.
Salt
you don't want to start that battle during
robots.
Rocket season as much as you tweet during the game.
Oh, that's fine.
I will be takes exposing your ass every home game. You don't want to start that mess. Although, like I said, I did pick up some followers, so it's okay. I'm not that
he
upset.
Seems like he was trying to, you know, work it out. Like, he didn't want you to hate him.
I don't hate him.
Oh, not work it out that way. He seemed like he wanted to have a little
it was just,
lunch with Barry.
It's just one of those things where you get, like, people want to nitpick, like him saying, but they hadn't lost it yet. That's not the definition of falling apart. Did I say they fell apart? No. They were in the midst of falling apart, and then they got bailed out.
And the thing is, when you take all the elements involved in the situation that was going down, you double switched. A pitcher that's never been in the playoffs before comes in with little nut syndrome, and all of a sudden his best pitch isn't finding the zone. Wild pitches, the first pitch he throws, you know, the catcher's
interference. And they were just raving about his slider and all that. And then he comes in and right to the backstop.
By the way, can Alex Rodriguez get into the new millennium and figure out the names of managers and players?
Why was he messing up?
He called Bud Black Buddy Bell.
Oh.
And there was like five different people that he called the wrong name, and then they were like, you get this uncomfortable pause, and you know, someone's in his ear, and he's finally like, of course what I meant was. And we're like, come on, A-Rod.
By the way, I'm a big Bud Black fan. Love that dude. I'm glad to see him and his team getting over the hump, getting into the ALDS.
They're NLDS. A fun team to watch.
They are. They're good. That's a good group. I love what he's done out there in Colorado, too, because that was a team that never could quite get over a hump because of the fact that they didn't have pitching. And 2 years ago when I picked them the first time, I said because I think Bud Black can turn around that pitching staff, and that was going to be necessary for Colorado to be contenders in that division, and that's exactly what he's done.
And their GM did them a favor, too, because they went out and really strengthened their bullpen. This series now has the two best bullpens in the National League, the Brewers and the Rockies.
The two best?
In the National League. Yep. They just they said it this morning again.
All right. Are you sure about that?
Numbers guy. I saw it on ESPN.
Rockies bullpen ERA is 26th in the majors.
Well, they said maybe don't since the All-Star break after they made the trade.
That could be, but don't believe everything you see on ESPN.
But they were talking about the fact that they strengthened their bullpen.
I spent 3 hours last night breaking down these playoffs.
Looks like a bingo board.
Look, Nick, you know how you
color coordinated. You hate
my, this is my preview for the NL Division Series.
Have you shown that to Palillo?
No.
It's a good call.
But I can just tell you.
But the column on the right is the watering schedule.
You see what it's good for? When there's misinformation that's given out. Now, I'm not saying you gave it out. I'm saying you got the information and relayed it.
Yeah, ESPN had it this morning that the two best bullpens, it might have been since the All-Star break, but because of the trades the Rockies made, because of the fact that with Hader and everything, the bullpen that the Brewers have.
It's a better bullpen. But you see that they brought in a guy in what? You could tell that they when you bring in a guy with a 6-plus ERA.
At the end, yeah.
You're like, oh.
But O was a nice pickup.
Yeah. Well, he's a guy I didn't trust, though. They had to do something after Holland left, but O coming from the Cardinals, because he had a horrible year with the Cardinals last year. So I was interested to see what he was going to be able to do, especially pitching in Mile High.
He was closing for the Blue Jays for a while. So, you know, he had the experience. So, again, that was a guy you brought in that you knew probably wasn't going to nut up like the first guy. But, you know, on top of everything else, now the conversation, which is very interesting, is does Joe Maddon have a job next year?
I think he will.
I think,
but it's up in the air.
There's a
but
lot
I think
of people that think it's really up in the air because of high-profile job. And
yeah, but they love him in that locker room. Well, absolutely love him.
Players love him.
They will die for that.
Fan base hates him.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Oh, they go back to the playoffs a couple years ago, and
he's a good
manager.
He did,
but yeah, it'll be interesting.
Except for the Hayward Schwarber thing.
That we'll get to that. All right, so Brandon, we see you too. You want to talk Stros? Nothing wrong with that. It's a baseball kind of week, much to the chagrin of others. So we're a half hour into the show. We're going to continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. And yo, Black, it's time. Word. It's time. It's time, man.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, such a good song.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs by artists from the cities in the baseball playoffs pre-2008. All three lists, in my opinion, are very, very good. The vote is a slimy piece of crap.
Did you? Wow.
I hate it.
Did you just get this emergency alert?
That's the one that was supposed to come at 118, yeah.
Presidential alert. Yep. This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed.
They said, fail, because I didn't get
it. I didn't get it yet, but they said it was a test today that they had on the news that was coming.
So is this replacing the annoying emergency alert system that we hear on the radio and TV?
No, because they said there's
it sounds like somebody ran over a cat.
Nope, that still stays. And the Amber Alerts and the things that we get
silver alerts
by your phone? You can block those, but you will not be able to block the one you just got.
Really?
Which is scary, because if the president really wants to now, with as much as he likes to tweet.
Oh, my. See, that's what I was thinking.
If he gets access to that to do whatever he wants with it, then we all pay the price.
So you mean I can send this to people and they have to read it?
That's pretty good, by the way.
Thanks.
That's not bad.
I was off the cuff. I don't know. Yeah, sometimes lightning in a bottle.
Wait till I start doing my Patrick Mahomes.
All right, let's take Keith's call.
Okay.
Keith, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Barry, dude, what happened? Why you got to burn me on the radio, man? I thought we had the nice rapport of the Whoppers is such bad Halloween candy from last year. And I thought I could throw you under a quick old Texas pose thinking the game wasn't over yet.
Because you're a bitch, though. That's why. That was a bitch move. That was right in the middle of them falling apart in the inning. Are you going to keep? Are you going to tell me the Rockies weren't falling apart when I made that tweet? Yes or no?
The game wasn't over yet. I thought...
That's not the point.
Did I
Keith?
Say this game was over and the Rockies lost this? The bases were loaded after two outs after what? A pass ball, a walk, and a catcher's interference. Is that not the definition of falling apart?
Yeah,
But I disagree because they never surrendered the lead.
I didn't say it was over. Do you understand what the phrase falling apart means? It means things are going well, and now it's not going so well. It's starting to unravel. It's the same thing. You can't tell me that that wasn't falling apart or unraveling on them.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. But I clicked on it real quick. I tweeted the whole game. I like Twitter. I'm a big fan of you. I follow you. So.
You're just on there trolling. No, that's what it was, Keith. You're trolling.
No hard feelings, man. I love the show. I thought maybe this is a good shot for Old Takes to jump in here on a local media guy, you know?
Hey, I picked up a bunch of followers, though. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. I think I should get the follow back. You know,
no.
I think that'd be dope. You know?
Hell no, because then you're going to be doing it all the time now. My phone went crazy for an hour. I was so mad
you're
at
welcome.
You. I was like, no, you're I don't welcome. Need that.
You're welcome.
Bunch of dumbasses. One dude from Wisconsin, which I get.
Smart
I know
guy.
Why.
Yep.
He started talking mess. It was a wreck, Keith.
So wait a second. So much. So how do you do? How do you? But wait, Keith, how do you do this? So I can isolate one of Joel and Barry's bad takes, and then I tag what handle do I tag?
Old Takes Exposed. It's easy peasy. They usually just target celebrities, but people who get paid to do their opinions and stuff. But it's always fun to throw. Just a friend of yours or a local guy on it. It's pretty cool. I like it.
I like how you didn't include me as a celebrity. You can really go to hell now, Keith. I just hate you so much.
I've been your stand-up. I like it. I've watched you on YouTube.
Skip Bayless.
Appreciate it,
Barry Laminack. I mean,
I will say
the same.
I will say props to Keith for being man enough to call in and have to face the music.
That was good.
That was I a lot of respect for that. He can still go to hell, but
well,
a lot of respect for that.
Well, first of all, based on what he said alone, he's a certified dumbass.
Because he likes me?
Yeah, he's a fan of your comedy. He likes you. I'm like, this dude doesn't have enough time. He needs a hobby. Get this guy a hobby. Nick, get him the address to that robot doll's place or something.
Yeah.
He needs to find some other things to do for a while because he's way too dialed in.
Yeah, now that I think about it, you're right. Salt of the earth kind of guy right there, too.
Oh,
he's a good kid.
I'm a big fan of Keith. Anytime you want to aggravate Barry or Joel.
Hey, easy there, Chief.
You go ahead and
do
that.
Salt of the earth.
Let me tell you what. You don't want to start that battle during rocket season as much as you tweet during the game.
Oh, that's fine.
I will be old Takes Exposing your ass every home game. You don't want to start that mess. Although, like I said, I did pick up some followers, so it's okay.
Seems like he was trying to, work it out. Like, he didn't want you to hate him.
I don't hate him.
Oh, not work it out that way. He seemed like he wanted to have a little lunch with Barry.
It's just one of those things where you get, people want to nitpick, like him saying, but they hadn't lost it yet. That's not the definition of falling apart. Did I say they fell apart? No. They were in the midst of falling apart, and then they got bailed out.
And the thing is, when you take all the elements involved in the situation that was going down, you double switched. A pitcher that's never been in the playoffs before comes in with little nut syndrome, and all of a sudden his best pitch isn't finding the zone. Wild pitches, the first pitch he throws, the catcher's
interference. And they were just raving about his slider and all that. And then he comes in and whoop, right to the backstop.
By the way, can Alex Rodriguez get into the new millennium and figure out the names of managers and players?
Why was he messing
up? He called Bud Black Buddy Bell.
Oh.
And there was like five different people that he called the wrong name, and then they were like, you get this uncomfortable pause, and someone's in his ear, and he's finally like, of course what I meant was. And we're like, come on, A-Rod.
By the way, I'm a big Bud Black fan. Love that dude. I'm glad to see him and his team getting over the hump, getting into the ALDS.
They're NLDS. A fun team to watch.
They are. They're good. That's a good group. I love what he's done out there in Colorado, too, because that was a team that never could quite get over a hump because of the fact that they didn't have pitching. And 2 years ago when I picked them the first time, I said because I think Bud Black can turn around that pitching staff, and that was going to be necessary for Colorado to be contenders in that division, and that's exactly what he's done.
And their GM did them a favor, too, because they went out and really strengthened their bullpen. This series now has the two best bullpens in the National League, the Brewers and the Rockies.
The two best?
In the National League. Mm. Yep. They just they said it this morning again. All right.
Are you sure about that?
Numbers guy. I saw it on ESPN.
Rockies' bullpen ERA is 26th in the majors.
Well, they said maybe it's since the All-Star break after they made the trade.
It could be, but don't believe everything you see on ESPN.
But they were talking about the fact that they strengthened their bullpen.
I spent 3 hours last night breaking down these playoffs.
Looks like a bingo board.
Look, Nick, you know how you
color coordinated.
This is my preview for the NL Division Series.
Have you shown that to Palillo?
No.
It's a good call.
But I can just tell you.
The column on the right is the watering schedule.
You see what it's good for? When there's misinformation that's given out. Now, I'm not saying you gave it out. I'm saying you got the information and relayed it.
Yeah, ESPN had it this morning that the two best bullpens. It might have been since the All-Star break, but because of the trades the Rockies made, because of the fact that with Hader and everything, the bullpen that the Brewers have.
It's a better bullpen. But you see that they brought in a guy in what? That you could tell that they when you bring in a guy with a 6-plus ERA.
At the end, yeah.
You're like, oh.
But O was a nice pickup.
Yeah. Well, he's a guy I didn't trust, though.
They
had to do something after Holland left, but O coming from the Cardinals, because he had a horrible year with the Cardinals last year. So I was interested to see what he was going to be able to do, especially pitching in Mile High.
He was closing for the Blue Jays for a while. So, you know, he had the experience. So, again, that was a guy you brought in that you knew probably wasn't going to nut up like the first guy. But, you know, on top of everything else, now the conversation, which is very interesting, is does Joe Maddon have a job next year?
I think he will.
I think,
but it's up in the air.
There's
but
a lot
I think
of people that think it's really up in the air because of high-profile job. And
yeah, but they love him in that locker room. Well, absolutely love him.
Players love him.
They will die for that
fan dude. Base hates him.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Oh, they he's go a back to manager. The playoffs a couple years ago, and
he's
some
a
of
good
things
manager.
He did, but yeah, it'll be interesting.
Right, except for the Hayward Schwarber thing.
That we'll get to that. All right, so Brandon, we see you too. You want to talk Stros? Nothing wrong with that. It's a baseball kind of week, much to the chagrin of others. So we're a half hour into the show. We're going to continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
People, we are crawling until we can't walk. Come join ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. And it's a Houston thing on Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl, brought to you by my guys at Thrive Plus. It's going to be the biggest group of Houstonians led by Fred Fowler, repping their favorite Houston sports teams while indulging in the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown right there on Main Street. You can get tickets now before prices go up. Tickets come with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, a pub crawl wristband, a cup, and a koozie. Oh, and $3 drinks. That's all worth it right there. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. That's htxpubcrawls.com. Get them now. It's a good-ass beat.
It's a good-ass song.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah. I should have said that to you in the
Sang break. It.
I just said,
how's that
fading your mic?
That you should say that, Nick. I say that to you after what you said in the break. It's too late to apologize.
I'm just saying he's See? Bitter now. I shouldn't have said that.
See, you shouldn't have.
Now he's going to be mad at me. For the
some
rest
of us
really.
Can take criticism. Some of us can't.
Okay. All right, Keith. All right, Keith. Take it easy now.
Some of
Keith
us
Keith on Twitter.
Some of us can. Some of us can't.
So aside from Terry Francona, who won Manager of the Year, I believe, in 2016, who still has his job, the managers of the year in 2014, 15, and 17 are all gone now, based on the news of the day in baseball.
Okay.
All right, so we mentioned Joe Maddon earlier, by the way. He's going to keep his job. Mike Socha.
Oh, he is. They said yes, he's keeping it.
Just came out on ESPN.
Look, because Brother Bear's like, word around campfires, the Cubs are thinking about firing Maddon. And my answer to that was a segment ago was nope. They love him too much in the club.
Charlie Palillo was talking about that, too.
Yeah, sources are saying Maddon, they are expecting Maddon to keep his job. And as Barry said, which I heard last night as well, the locker room, the players, they love him.
Jerk. That was a jerk move.
I gave you credit for saying it.
He said, I heard it last night, too. Like, I didn't have my own original thought, Joel.
Well, the Rockies and Brewers bullpens are great, too. So, as we look at managers that are now going to be looking for work, if Joe Maddon is indeed not going to be one of those guys, Buck Showalter, the latest to join the list. The Orioles will be looking for a new manager. He gone. Paul Molitor in Minnesota, he gone. Mike Socia in Anaheim, he gone.
Ooh. That one is a little interesting to me. They really haven't done a lot to get help for Mike Trout. I mean, they went out and made some bad signings in the past couple of years. I think the money that they gave Pujols was turned out to be bad. But they've had some bad luck with Ohtani getting hurt and not being able to do what they brought him in to do. I still think Ohtani's rookie of the year, but he didn't live up to what he should have been. So
Gibbons gone in Toronto as well. So when we had all those people asking us all those questions about managers that who will be the first to get a job, doesn't matter who's first or last, there's going to be a lot of jobs filled by the list that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Whether it be Dusty Baker or Brad Ausmus or...
I think Girardi's probably at the Joe top Girardi, of the list for which a lot
I,
of
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, I agree. So, and Showalter, I'll tell you what, for a guy that is very highly respected in the game of baseball, the Orioles said not only will he not return as O's manager, he will have no place anywhere in the organization.
Ooh.
That is a little extra that I don't know that you need, but that is interesting.
It's well, I kind of get it because, look, they're tearing it down. And if you're Showalter, do you really want to be there for a rebuild? They just ushered everybody out. Jones is probably not coming back.
Right. No, he's gone.
So I kind of understand them saying, you know what, if we're gonna start over, let's start all the way over. And if I'm Showalter, I don't want to go through that.
Send me somewhere where you got with his resume, with what he's proven he can do with the Yankees and otherwise, you got to believe he wants a winner.
Yep.
And that team has eroded and deteriorated from the days of Zach Britton and then Machado this year. And like you said, you know, the fact that Jones is going to leave, you know, they Jonathan Scope, they Darren O'Day, they just kept trading guys away. And if you're Showalter, you're like, that's not what I signed up for. I signed up to compete with the Red Sox and the Yankees. And you know, at least he was a wild card team a couple years ago. I'm sure it's frustrating for him to lose over 100 games.
So nobody wants that.
Lots of baseball jobs.
New guys you kind of get when Bo Porter, when he was, you know, had his opportunity. I think that they can fade that a little better. But,
lots of jobs opening up across baseball now with Toronto, Baltimore, Anaheim, Minnesota. And there might be more. So, and the one that looks like, like I said, that's going to maintain his job is Joe Maddon. So he's got 1 year left.
Yep.
1 year left.
Oh, is that what he has left in those deals?
1 year left, $5
million. Okay.
He signed a 5 and 25, which ain't bad money.
Not bad at all.
That's basically the baseball news of the day, other than the fact that we know who's playing who when.
So I guess I don't want to get into too much football talk now because we don't have much time in the segment. But I do want to discuss we're a quarter of the way through the season. Mm-hmm. I'd be kind of interested in knowing who's your top five power rankings wise in the NFL.
Okay.
Who's your MVP so far? By the way, we talk about MVP and we talk about being, you know, you gotta say things to be sensational. And this morning I'm watching Get Up. And I think it's pretty obvious.
That's the first time you got the name of that show right, I think, in a month. Yeah. Get off.
Whatever. Stand up. It's up. Who knows?
Out me.
One of my songs, Stand Up.
Is it?
Ludicrous.
No. Well, that's why you're losing. But Mike Greenberg, who I love, basically he's my doppelganger in every sense of the word. Yeah.
In your fallacy world,
we're both
maybe.
Handsome. We're both smart. We're both wildly successful
in
the media.
Act like women.
I mean, you could have just let me go.
Okay.
But he says, nope, Patrick Mahomes is not the MVP a fourth of the way through the season. It's Kamara in New Orleans.
I saw that this morning.
How on earth could any self-respecting person not say that Patrick Mahomes isn't the MVP through four games? I'm not saying he's going to be the MVP, but when you look at what the Chiefs are doing, that dude threw 10 touchdown passes in, what, two games?
And he tried to back it up with stats. He goes, on the pace he's at right now, Kamara is on pace to rush for 1,250 yards.
Great.
So
that means he's a good running back.
That means
he's not an MVP.
But that's less than 100 yards a game in a 16-game schedule.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he's going to catch at least 1,025 yards as well. So?
Super.
You're just great as an above average running back in the NFL. Congratulations. But that's not MVP.
Yeah, but I was just like, ugh. So I want to get your thoughts. I mean, I don't know. If either of you tell me anybody other than Patrick Mahomes, I'm making fun of you. But we can talk about that. Coach of the year, top five.
I'm
going
to tell you a lot of that when we get
Who's winning the AFC South? We can discuss that. And then I'd be curious to see what y'all think the Texans' record finishes, how they finish the season. So
I tweeted that Patrick Mahomes threw a ball 90 yards on the fly the other night.
Last night, though, I got to tell you, I didn't know if I was going to come to work today. I was so exhausted. I went to Vortex. Like, I've been promising you guys I was going to go work out. I went last night. I almost threw up. It is such a good workout, man. You guys, you've got to go with me, fellas. We've got to make it a thing. You've got to come at least do one boxing class and one spin class with me. And listeners out there, I'm telling you guys as well, come work out with me. I was there last night for the 5:45 Rumble class. They call it the Rumble class. That's the boxing classes. And I'll be there tomorrow night at 5:30 for the ride classes, which is their spin classes. I've never done a spin class in my life. I'm telling you what, though, if it's as exhausting as I was last night doing the Rumble class, I'm going to be in such good shape by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. I'm going to eat so much food and not care. Because, man, Vortex is a great place to work out. It's Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. And I love the place, man, because it's nice. It's easy to get to 1707 West Gray. So, like, Dunleavy and Chimney Rock right there. Or Dunleavy and West Gray, excuse me. Super easy to get to, but man, everything's so cool. You walk in, you don't have to take a lock for your locker. Not because I never had one. And it's nice. You just lock your stuff up. You charge your phone inside your locker with a USB port. If you go work out in the morning, they've got the hair dryers and all that stuff if you need to do your hair and get pretty for work. But the classes are amazing. 45 minutes, I busted my ass. I worked out really hard, and it was one of the best workouts I've had in a long time. I think you'll love it. Come join me out there. Why don't you? Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm out there. But again, morning and evening classes. It's inexpensive, $25 for the spin of the Rumble classes, $40 for unlimited walk-ins for a week, and you can get a monthly Rumble ride for $195. To check out more information on it, it's vortextexas.com, vortextexas.com.